OBS.
Hey everybody, this is going to be a demo of Playerl. Well, I don't know how to pronounce this, but this is it's an online gaming platform. So if you've come across my demos of Quentin C or RS Games, this is very similar. This is actually based off of an open source project called Play Palace, which I was going to demo, but that one is a bit of a mess because you have to compile it yourself and run it and host your own servers or find someone to connect to. And this is configured so that you just connect and play. I've got Bryant here with me, who he is going to help me with this demo.
Hi. I'm gonna demo this. It's been a very long time since I've even been on this YouTube channel, so
yeah, it's been a while.
Because Chris doesn't usually do a lot of stuff with people anymore, unless they're like online games. Because if there's people, it can sometimes get chaotic, so.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought it would be helpful to do this with someone since this is a multiplayer.
Yeah.
Environment. So,
it's more enjoyable to play with humans.
Yep.
rather than bots.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So this is open source, just like Play Palace. Though I don't know if the person that makes this is accepting contributions. I know you can contribute to Play Palace, and I think if you contribute to Play Palace, eventually those changes will be brought into this project. And
yeah, from what I understand, I think Play Palace and Playerl are supposed to follow each other pretty closely. I know that, I think if stuff is added to Playerl, I think Rory, the developer of Play Palace, said they would probably be added to Play Palace, and I would assume the opposite would be true too. Except Cards Against Humanity isn't here yet.
No.
Which is a game on Play Palace.
Yeah, I think the reason for that is because it has to be translated. So yeah, you can get this for Windows, Android, or you can play it inside your browser. I'm going to demo the Windows program, but it actually works pretty well on Android as well. You have to install the APK yourself, but once you do that, you can either play with a screen reader or without one. And if you play without one, there's a special gesture set that will let you control the experience. And it should also be said that the program can update itself. So if there's a new version, it will tell you. And the Windows software will update itself. On Android, you have to go in. Well, on Android, it will tell you that there's an update. And if you hit the update button, it will launch your default browser and download the APK, but you have to install it yourself. I don't know if that's going to change, but that's how that works right now. I'm going to go ahead and run this. When you do for the first time, you'll have to create an account, but it's not that hard. I think it just wants a username, password, and an email address so that you can reset your password.
Desktop list. OBS.
So I'm going to
Portable Play Earl.
Run the client, and it's going to log me in.
Play Earl 1.0.4.3. Menu list. Unknown. Connected to server version 1.0.4.3. Play.
And here we are in the main menu. There's some music that you can hear, and you can turn that down. If you want to turn the music down, it's...
Music, 0%.
Yeah, it's F9 to turn it down, F10 to turn it up.
Music, 10%.
And there's also a control for the ambience volume, F7.
Ambience, 20%.
Turns it down, F8 turns it up.
Ambience, 30%.
I'm not supposed to hear your audio, am I?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Yeah, and I
no, I'm not. I'm just making sure that it's actually coming through your recording because I wasn't able. I'm not able to hear it. So.
Yeah, it should be because I made a test earlier and it was playing through. Okay. At least I really hope. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is because I made a test recording. Yeah, no, you can't hear it, because if you did, it would loop back when we get to the part where I demo voice chat, so I'm doing it this way. Let's see. I guess I can do a quick demo of the menus, and then we'll actually jump into a game. So you just go up and down keys.
View active tables. Play.
So play, that lets you choose the game to play.
View active tables.
View active tables lets you see a list of games in progress.
Filter all.
You can filter the list so that you can only see games in progress.
All. Waiting. Playing. Back.
Yeah. All waiting and playing.
Playing. Waiting.
Which is pretty cool, so you don't have to get this giant list of things unless you want that.
Playing back. Filter all.
I'm gonna hit back.
Mile by mile playing. Arrow's table. One user.
So yeah, there are games in here. This does support spectators, so you can spectate games just like in
Quentin. Yeah, I was just gonna ask if it did.
Play.
Yeah.
Save tables.
You can save your games just like on Quentin C, and you would go into this menu and
you have no save tables.
Choose a game to restore, but I don't have any.
Back, play, view, save table, leaderboards.
There are leaderboards in this game.
January 4th, 2024.
And it's not January 4th, 2024, it's 1/4/24.
Backgammon, battleship.
So you get a giant list of games. You choose the one that you want to look at. Like, let's look at
Blackjack. By the way, does this support private tables?
It does. And we can make the game private so that players can't join it. So you would choose a game.
Games played. Back. Games played. 1. Keen. 2. 1. Keen. 11 games. 2. Wylan. 9 games. 3. Minkoi, 8 games.
Right, so
back. Games play, back.
There's a scoreboard thing on here. I don't really mess with that, but if you like to be competitive and
play
things like that, you can do that.
Say leader, personal, and options.
Personal and options, there are a bunch of options in here, and
profile.
I don't want to go through them all because there's a bunch of them, but you've got your profile. You can do things like set your gender, set your bio, which is like a brief thing that gives information about you.
Friends.
There's a friends list, so you can see when, if you put people on your friends list, you can see when they come online and offline.
My stats.
You can look at your specific stats for your account that will give information about the games that you've played and things like that.
Options, back.
And options, which there's a bunch of stuff in options. I can go through here pretty quick though.
Music volume 10%.
You can change the music volume in here.
Ambience volume, music volume, enter music volume 0 to 100, edit selected 10.
It brings up a box where you can type in different values.
Menu list, music volume 10,
press enter.
Ambience volume 30%.
Toggle for ambience.
Audio input device, system default input device.
You can choose the audio input device for voice chat. By default, it's set to your default, so that will track the device that you have set in Windows.
Turn sound on.
I'm not sure what some of these are.
You can do it directly from the game. That's nice, because you don't have to go into your Windows settings and adjust it that way. You can just do it directly from the game.
Yep. Let me turn down the music volume. Well, let me see.
Music, 0%.
Well, actually, if I turn the music down more, it's completely off. I think 10% it is a bit too loud. Actually, let me see if I can change that.
Audio, ambience volume, music, enter music.
Let's set it to 5.
Selection, menu list, music volume, 10%, ambient music volume, 5%.
There we go. So it's still on, but it's not quite as loud.
Ambience volume, audio input, turn sound on.
Turn sound, I'm not sure what this is. This might play when it's your turn.
Play typing sounds on.
Play typing sounds, you can, there's typing sounds if players are typing messages to you.
Language, English.
You can change your language.
Star English, Vietnamese, back.
Right now you just have English and Vietnamese.
Music volume and audio turns play to language. Invert enter key behavior off.
Invert enter key behavior. I'm not sure what this does. It might be related to chat or something.
Mute global chat off.
Then you get to the controls to mute things. Global chat is, well, they're chat messages that apply globally.
Mute table chat off.
And table chat are messages that apply to where you are. So if you're in the main menu or games, those messages can only be seen by players that are with you.
User online / offline notifications off.
You can turn off notifications when users come on and offline.
Friend online / offline notifications on.
Same thing for your friends.
Notify when table created off.
You can be notified when people create new tables. I turn that off.
Custom bot names off.
Custom bot names, if you want to give computer players custom names, you can turn this on.
Dice keeping style, dice indexes.
Dice keeping style, I'm not sure what that is.
Clear kept dice when rolling on.
Clear kept dice when rolling.
Back.
Again, not sure what that is, and then back.
Profile. Friend my option back. Play.
That's basically it.
View leader, personal, and documentation. Log out.
Okay.
Personal and options.
Documentation, this is really important.
Documentation. Introduction.
There are different topics in here that you can read through. Basically, you hit enter on the one that you want and up and down to read the information.
Community rules.
You've got the rules of the platform.
Global controls. Change a log.
Change logs so you can see what things have been changed and modified and added.
Donation.
There's a section on donations, which I have donated to the platform. So if you want to do that, you can.
Contact.
Contact info.
Game rules.
And game rules. And I do recommend that you go through game rules. The games have very good documentation, so if you're not sure of something, you can always come in here and refer to the specific documents for
back
games.
Play.
I think you can also hit Control F1 from inside a game to bring up the game specific help. Um, And of course, the last thing here, you can log out of the game. So I should also say home and end take you to the top and bottom of different menus.
Log out, play.
So you might find that useful. Oh, and I should probably say this too. As of right now, the web client doesn't have very good keyboard support. I think that's going to change. But right now, it's primarily meant for playing on mobile devices with touch screens. So if you have an iPhone, you'd have to use it. Or if you don't want to install the program on your Android phone.
View active table.
You can do that. So
January.
All right, let's see. So there are a whole bunch of games in here. I'm not going to play them all. I'm not going to explain them all. That would take way too long, and I don't even know how to play half of them.
Yeah, because there's like 30 something games, and if we sat here playing one of them, it would take.
It would take a while. Let's play Ku. I think that was the one that Bryant wanted to play.
Chaos Bear.
So I'm going to hit C.
Chess. Citadels. Color game. Ku.
And we'll play Ku. Now,
create a new table.
You can create a new game.
Back.
Or if there were people playing them, you could go down and view them, and I think you could join them.
Slannon created a new Ku table, waiting for players. 2 minutes, six max.
Okay, interrupt time. Just got notified that Slannon created a new Ku table, so I'm going to go to join table, or view active tables, rather. And if I arrow here, I see
your friend Baika is now online.
Mile by mile, rolling balls. Ku waiting Slannon's table.
Alright, so we're just going to wait for him to join.
Brian, join the table. Start game.
Alright,
and then
I'm gonna
if
hit...
I hit enter, I join.
Yep, and I'm going to hit Control M.
Set table to private.
Which brings up the table menu. Oh, well.
Pika says, hi. This table is now private. Only invited players can join. Set table to private.
Alright, so I just made it private.
Start game. Chat edit blank.
Now, let me actually chat here. Hi, I'm recording for YouTube. What was that?
Slannon menu list. Slannon Pika connected to the table's voice chat.
Oh. Well, I guess maybe we'll be playing with another person here. This should be interesting.
Pika says, oh nice, may I join? Chat edit.
Sure.
Slannon.
Yeah, so if you tab, you'll get to the chat box. If you tab again.
Join voice chat button.
There's a join voice chat button, which I'll demo in just a minute.
History edit read only my.
And if I tab again, you have the box for game history.
Menu list.
If I tab again, I'm back to the list of game actions in the menu.
Interrupt timer.
So.
Start game.
We have start game here.
Interrupt timer duration, 7.
Interrupt timer duration.
Mandatory Ku coin threshold, 10.
And mandatory Ku coin threshold. Which these are going to depend
Pika
on.
Says, seems you're not in voice chat.
The game that you're playing. All right, well, do you want to go in voice chat?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to mute myself.
OBS 30.
On Team Talk. And I'm going to mute the. Make sure.
Chris Bryant. Chris, administrator, available.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to mute myself and mute the sound.
OBS play Earl 1.
And now I'm going to come back over here to the game window itself. So you can either tab to the button or you can hit Alt-V.
Join voice chat button.
I'm going to hit join voice chat.
Joining voice chat. Joining voice chat.
And
join voice chat. Unavailable. Join voice chat. You are listening only. Leave voice chat button.
Right. Sign
in connected to the table's voice chat.
So right now I'm just listening.
Microphone checkbox not checked.
If you tab, there's a checkbox for microphone.
Checked. Microphone is on.
So if I hit the space bar here, okay, maybe
Brian
this is going
to
work.
Connected to the table's voice chat.
Okay. Hopefully this is going to work. It just told me Bryant connected to the voice
chat. I could disconnect it from the voice chat.
Yeah, so it will tell you when people
connected to the table's voice chat. Leave voice microphone checkbox checked. History edit menu chat.
So it should be working unless I broke something. Can you guys hear me on the voice chat? I can't hear you. What's in the chat message?
Slan and set.
So I just typed my message and hit enter. There we go.
I didn't realize there was a microphone checkbox.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you connect, you have to check the box for the microphone. Otherwise, you're just observing. So yeah, now we're using the voice chat, which works pretty good, I think. So let's see here. Okay, so I was gonna talk about the chat, right? So. If you just type your chat messages, that sends a local table specific chat. If you do /G
/G blank,
and then your message, that will send a global message to everyone on the server. I don't want to do that right now.
Menu list, mandatory coup.
Wait, what was that?
Pika says globally, test.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And I guess I might as well talk about the buffers while I'm here. So, the bracket keys, left and right brackets will move between different categories. So if I hit left bracket.
All, 24 items.
We're on all.
Chat, 7 items.
Chat.
Game. System. Miscellaneous.
Things like that. You can sort your messages into different categories. And then, comma goes to the previous message, period goes to the next one.
Pika says globally, test.
If you hold down shift, those will take you to the top and bottom. So shift, comma.
Connecting to WSS. Connecting SLAN and connected to server.
I'm just hitting. Period.
Slanin created a new coup table waiting for players.
If I hold down shift and hit period.
Pika says globally.
Now I'm back at the bottom. Okay, I think that covers the basics. Let's actually play coup here. So I have
interrupt start game.
Start game. That would start the game.
Interrupt timer duration. 7.
Interrupt timer duration. This lets you set the timer for different actions. What time do you want? I think you can go up to 15 seconds. So, how much time do you guys want?
What is it by default?
By default, it's set to 7 seconds.
Okay, how about 10.
Okay, so I'm going to hit enter.
Enter duration for challenge / block window, 3 to 15 seconds. Edit select.
Yeah, so you can go from 3 seconds to 15.
Selection removed. Menu list. Interrupt timer duration, 7. Start game. Interrupt timer duration, 10.
All right.
Mandatory coup coin threshold, 10.
And then the mandatory coup coin threshold, this is how many coins you have to get before you have to launch a coup against someone. It's currently set to 10. Do you want to change that one too?
Can you hear me?
No, we cannot hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so by default it's 10, which I think is probably fine.
And now it's good?
Yeah, but we can hear you now.
Oh, sorry, guys. Yep. So I'm Pika.
Yep. So this is how the voice chat works on here. It's not bad.
No, it's good. We are three on it.
Yep. Yes, I guess I'll leave these options as they are. Oh, wait a minute. I should probably talk about the table menus. So if you hit Control M,
set table to public.
And I already went in here to make it private, but you can make it public again.
For us, it says only the host can do it.
Oh, yeah, because they're not the host.
Invite a friend.
You can invite your friends from your list of friends.
Pass host to another player.
I could make another player the host if I wanted to, so maybe I want to leave and I want someone else to host it, and they can keep playing.
Kick a player.
You can kick players.
Kick and ban a player.
Kick and ban.
Back.
And back.
Start game.
And you might want to use push to talk because there's a bit of background on your side.
Oh, sorry for this. Hold on.
That's okay. I just noticed. I guess it's like a TV or something.
No, it's my phone.
Okay.
Well, I need to get my radio because they're from the wall. Sorry for this.
But yeah, so that pretty much covers the basics of how to
Sorry for background sounds.
That's okay. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna hit start.
Game starting. You have 2 coins. Your cards: Contessa, Captain, Flannan's turn, income plus 1 coin.
What is the game already?
Yeah, so I just started. And you can hear that the music has changed. And it's my turn, so let's see here.
Flannan's turn. You have 2 coins. Your cards: Contessa, Captain.
It tells you your cards.
You forgot something.
Huh?
If you press Control I, you get the actual rules of the game selected.
Current game information.
That brings up current game information, so I don't know.
Game, coup. Mm-mm. Players, 3. Host, Flannan. Status, in progress. Settings, interrupt
and
time.
Control F1, for me, it tells you the rules.
Yeah, Control F1 brings up the rules, and Control I gives you information about the game in progress.
Mandatory coup coin threshold, yeah. 10.
Sorry for confusion. Sometimes
okay.
I'm a bit...
And you reminded me about Control I, so thank you. Okay, so
no problem.
0.8 plus 2 coins. Income plus.
What can we do here? So this is a bluffing game. I think Bryant definitely knows how to play this.
Yeah, so I actually have this game, like the physical copy of this game, because this is a card game. As Chris said, it's kind of a bluffing game. So basically, there are different kinds of cards. There's 2. Each player gets 2 cards by default to start with, and there's different cards, and each card has a certain effect. So, for example, Dukes can take 4 and 8, which I think takes 2 or 3 coins from the treasury, and that can't be that 4 and 8 can't. I don't think foreign income or income. When it's your turn, you can either take one coin. You can take income, I think, or you can do foreign aid. Certain cards block certain things, like dukes can be blocked by actually, I'm not sure if Duke can be. I'm not sure if the Duke's effects can be countered or not.
I forget what the cards all do.
But you can. Yeah, you can challenge. So basically, you play a card at your turn, and if somebody doesn't think that you have the card, you actually claim you do. They can challenge you, and if they're successful, you have to give up one of your cards. If they're not successful, then you can keep your card. They're called influences in this game. You can keep your influence.
Okay.
Your influence cards.
What is that?
If you guys are not sure about the rules, you can press Control F1 if you want to read it.
Yeah.
So if I hit Control
F1. And you maybe use push to talk because I can hear myself a little bit. And
yeah, that's what I was saying before. Oh yeah, I can hear myself too.
Oh, what's wrong?
You've got a little bit of background noise, and we can hear.
Yeah, you have feedback coming through your thing, and so Chris and I can hear ourselves when we're talking through your.
I don't, my side.
Yeah. Right, but I think because it's playing through headphones or speakers, I think it's being picked up just a bit by your microphone.
Yeah.
And you've got something in the background too, so that's why.
That's my radio. I'm going to decrease it up.
Yeah, I'd say either turn it down or use push to talk.
Yeah, so as I was saying, there are different influences. There's dukes, there's captains, contessas, ambassadors, or contessas block assassination. So you can try and assassinate somebody, but you have to pay coins. I think you have to pay three coins to assassinate someone. And if the assassination is successful, they have to give up an influence. And Pico but says, you want to be careful when challenging assassins, because if you're not successful, not only do you have to reveal one of your influences, but you also lose the other one. So effectively, you're going to be out of the game if the challenge isn't successful, because you already have to give up one of your cards. If the challenge is successful, not only do you have to give up your card from assassination, but you also have to
And yes, this does sound better. So yeah, I think this will work out better. Yeah. So when you want to say something, unmute, and then you can do that. So I think the goal of this game is to get the other players to lose all their cards. And of course, if that happens to you, then you are out. So it's a game of bluffing and strategy. Well, I guess there's some strategy, but it seems to me like it's
Tiger says, I don't see the push to talk option.
I just mean unmute your microphone when you want to say something and then put it back on.
You'll have to tab over to the checkbox. I'm not sure if there's a shortcut to do it or not.
I know you can hit Alt-V to focus on that stuff, but I don't know if there's a hotkey, which that would be helpful if we had one. So yeah, let's see here. What can I do? You can hit...
There is no active claim to challenge.
Okay, it's not C. I think if you hit S...
Foreign aid, income.
Or Shift S. How do you view your cards? Let me check the documentation real quick here.
Coup is an intense game of deduction, deception, and political maneuvering. Gameplay the game on your stand income for an coup character duke assassin captain and best challenge whenever a challenge if they block game the host can enter exam 1, 2, 3 if keyboard C challenge a claim.
Oh, if you hit H, you can see your coins and cards.
V block an action targeted at you or block foreign aid.
Okay, yeah. So H is for that. Pressing C.
C challenge a claim or a block.
Challenge a claim or a block. V will block something that's targeting you.
V block an action. P pass agree not to challenge or block if
you can pass.
W
so I should point out and I don't know if this was actually changed or not because I don't think it was this way and I think it was this way in Play Palace. I think anyone can challenge a claim, but only the person who the card was played on can block the effect. I might have those reversed, but
let's see here. So I have.
You have two coins. Your cards, Contessa, Captain.
All right. Let's do.
Coin attacks. Duke +3 coin. Foreign aid +2 coin. Steal. Captain +2 coins. Exchange. Ambassador.
You can exchange cards with the deck, I believe, and then there are different actions. Let's try...
Steal. Captain, +2 coins.
You have to have client. Ambassador to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Erica says, I don't remember the thing on play, Earl, unfortunately.
I think he's talking about the behavior Erica on says, Play Palace. Oops. Let's see. Who can we target Pika. Here? Let's target...
Cancel. Pika says, I mean Play Palace. Pika, 2 coins. Simon claims the captain and attempts to steal from Pika, waiting for players to challenge or block.
Alright, so now we wait and see what happens.
Pika claims the captain slash ambassador to block slant and steal, waiting for players to challenge or block. Challenge.
Now, there was a menu for me that popped up that said challenge, so I can actually challenge with...
Pika successfully blocked the action. Even though Brian's I'm not turn, the one, unknown.
Even though I'm not the one that, that was played on. I don't think it's supposed to be that way, because I don't think the default coup game is that way.
Yeah.
But that's how it works. That's how it works here.
That might be a bug. I'm not sure.
All okay.
Right, so that was blocked.
Now, so now it's my turn. And blocks can be challenged, too, by the way.
Yep.
So... If somebody blocks with something that you don't think they have, you can challenge that. But you need to be careful when doing that because you have a risk of losing both your influences.
Yep.
If that happens. So that is very risky. So now it's my turn. So I can take income and take 1 coin, which cannot be challenged or blocked by anything. It's something everyone can do. I can take foreign aid. I can... foreign aid, I think, can be blocked by something, if I remember correctly. Oh, yeah, I think the Duke can block foreign aid. I can tax someone if I have a duke. I can steal coins from someone. I can exchange cards if I have an ambassador.
So I'm going to
Brian takes income, Pika's turn.
Okay, so he got some coins.
Pika takes income, Flannan's turn, income, plus one coin.
Let's see.
Coin eight, plus two tax, Duke, plus three coin, steal, captain, exchange, steal, tax, coin eight.
Sorry if I play a bit faster than you guys.
No, that's okay.
Income. Flannan claims foreign aid, waiting for players to challenge or block.
Yeah, so players can challenge that.
Brian claims the Duke to block Flannan's foreign aid, waiting for players to challenge or block. Challenge. Pika challenges Brian.
Oh boy.
Brian was telling the truth. They revealed a Duke. Pika gets strong and must lose in influence. Brian successfully blocked the action.
All right.
Pika loses their ambassador. Brian's turn.
Oh. All right.
Pika says, no.
So, as you heard, that block was unsuccessful, and because I had...
Pika says,
I was telling the truth, and I had Duke. Yep. And, so... Or, that block was successful, rather. The challenge wasn't...
Yep.
Wasn't successful. So...
Also, I don't think the music is right.
Brian takes income. Pika's turn.
This game, it's too cheerful.
Pika takes income. Flannan's turn.
What?
Income plus one coin.
I don't think the music in this game is right. It's too cheerful.
Yeah.
Let's see. What can we do here? So I have
coin eight plus two coins. You have two coins.
Yeah. So. Also, once something is challenged or blocked, if you have the, I had to get rid of my influence, my Duke influence, because it was.
Pika says, "Oh."
I had to reveal whether or not I had Duke, and so I had to get rid of that and. But I drew another card back, so I still have two cards.
Yep.
Let
me read these chat messages real quick.
Pika says, hold on. Pika says, oh, you're right.
Okay, oh yeah, okay. Let's see, so let me check my hand.
You have two coins. Your cards, Contessa, Captain.
Okay, let's try...
Tax, Duke, plus three coins. Steel exchange. Steel, Captain, plus two coins. Pika says, reminds me of Rutin from Pokemon Black and White. Bryant, four coins. Pika, cancel. Pika, four coins. Flannan claims the captain and attempts to steal from Bryant, waiting for players to challenge or block. Bryant claims the captain / ambassador to block Flannan's steal,
oh,
waiting for players to challenge or block. Challenge.
Let's...
Flannan challenges Bryant.
Challenge that.
Bryant was telling the truth. Oh. They revealed a captain. Flannan gets strong and must lose an influence. Bryant successfully blocked the action. You must choose an influence to lose. Contessa.
Alright, yeah, so I have to choose...
So I'm the only one with two cards still.
Yeah.
Captain.
I have to choose something to lose. Let's get rid of...
Contessa. Flannan loses their Contessa. Bryant's turn.
That one? I'm not going to tell them what it is.
Oh.
Pika says, oh...
Actually, I guess I'd already told them. But, yeah, so I just have one card left. So if I lose it, I'm out.
Oh, it told me what you got rid of.
Yeah. It was because of Contessa.
Yeah. Well.
Pika says, what's that?
It's
Bryant claims
the
assassin and targets Flannan, waiting for players to challenge or block. Challenge.
Oh, crap.
Flannan challenges Bryant. Bryant was telling the truth. They revealed assassin. Flannan loses their captain.
Oh.
Flannan has lost all their influence
that
and
was not a good idea
from the game.
On your
the
part.
Action resolves successfully. Bryant assassinates Flannan.
You should have kept
Pika's
that.
Turn.
Yeah, now I'm out.
Yeah.
Pika claims the Duke and demands tax, waiting for players to challenge or block.
So now I'm a spectator.
The action resolves successfully. Pika collects tax. Brian's turn.
Mm-hmm. sometimes you can bluff people, but
not Brian always. Takes income. Pika's turn. Pika claims the assassin and targets Brent, waiting for players to challenge or block. Brian challenges Pika. Pika was caught bluffing. Pika was caught bluffing and must lose an influence. Oh. Pika loses their duke. Pika has lost all their influence and is eliminated from the game. Bryant wins. Final scores.
Alright, now, is the voice chat still working in here?
Pika says, oh.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so now it gives me the scores. I can go down.
One. Bryant. Winor. 2 coins.
Wow, I
cards.
Didn't...
Assassin. Assassin.
I had 2 assassins.
Oh, yeah.
So,
two. Pika. Eliminated. 4 points. Cards. Ambassador. Duke.
It tells me the cards of the other players that were...
3. Slannon. Eliminated. 2 points.
Eliminated.
Cards. Contessa. Captain. Return to lobby. Leave game.
You can return to
lobby. Oh, it tells you cards
lobby.
When they're eliminated?
Yeah.
Return to lobby.
Yeah, so if I do, return to lobby...
Start game.
I could start the game again or change the options.
Interrupt timer duration. Tens.
Mm-hmm. Or I can quit. So yeah, that's how coup works, basically. Might take some practice to get good at, to get good. But yeah, I like it though. Yeah. Let's see. Do you guys want to do the pirate game?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, do you want me to host it, or, I mean, I guess
Pika
it doesn't
says,
really matter.
Oh, sure.
You can do it.
Okay, so, I'm gonna hit Control Q.
Are you sure you want to leave the table? No. Yes.
And down arrow to yes.
Play.
Now, we don't have any more chat, but I should be able to... bring that back pretty quickly. So I'm going to hit play.
January.
I'm going to hit P.
Pig. Pirates of the Lost Seas. Create a new table. Slannon created a new Pirates of the Lost Seas table.
And then I'm going to do...
Chat. History. Join voice chat. Press.
Join voice
join
chat.
Join voice chat. Joining voice chat. Brian, join the table. Join voice chat. Unavailable. Join voice... Microphone checkbox not check. Microphone is on. Leave chat. Edit. Menu list. Start game. Microphone is Pika. Join the table.
Alright, so I've got my
Brian connected to the table's voice chat. Pika connected to the
I've got my chat on. And here we are in the Pirates game. So
there we go.
This
Pika
is
says, let's go. Harry Potter joined the table.
Harry Potter? That's an interesting username.
Pika says, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm gonna make this private.
Set table to private.
I guess,
this table is
I guess
not private.
Harry Potter's
only invited players
us.
Can join. Set table to pub. Pika says, notice the music, guys. Start game.
The music will change once we start. So we have different choices here.
Combat yeah. XP multiplier. 1.
Combat XP multiplier.
Pika says, not that one. Find gem XP multiplier. 1.
Find gem XP multiplier.
Gem stealing with roll bonus.
And gem stealing. Let's see, what do
with
we have
roll
in
bonus.
Here?
No roll bonus. Disabled. Cancel.
No roll bonus. No roll bonus. Disabled. I'll leave these at their default.
Start game.
So the core of this game, let me actually start here.
Game starting. Welcome to Pirates of the Lost Seas. Sail the seas, collect gems, and battle other pirates. Your voyage will take you through Rory's Ocean, Programmer's Paradise Sea, Solvis Strait, the Palace Waters. 18 gems have been scattered across the seas. Find them all. Slannon's turn. Position 15. Sail left.
Alright. So this is a pirate-themed game. You sail across a 40-tile map trying to collect all the treasure. And you can battle...
Pika says, cool music thaw.
Yeah, the music is really cool. In fact, let me turn it up a little bit.
Music, 15%. Music, 4%. Music,
0%.
Music, 10%.
Yeah. And you can also hear there's some waves. That's controlled by the ambience, so if you want to turn that up.
Ambience, 40%.
You can hit F8.
Pika says, careful of copyright. Music,
0%. Yeah, let me actually turn this off. I might just leave the ambience on. So yeah, this is a pirate themed game. It is
Harry Potter says turn-based. I agree.
And so let's see here. So I can go
sail right, sail left.
You can sail left or right.
Use skill.
You can use a skill if you have one, but you have to gain you gain more skills as you level.
Check status.
Check status. Let's do this Slannon, real quick.
Level 0. 0 XP. 0 points. No gems. Bryant. Level 0. 0 XP. 0 points. No gems. Pika.
Alright, so I've never played this game with this many people. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works. So let's
you sail left.
Sail left.
You sail left to position 14. You found an amethyst. Worth 1 points. Plus 169 XP. You gained 8 levels. Now level 8. Bryant's turn. Position 11. Check status.
Now we know where Bryant is.
Right.
And I got some levels.
So I can sell left, sell right. Use skill, check status.
Yep.
And the only skill I have right now is cannonball shot. But I'll get more later.
Brian sells right to position 12. Brian found a golden ring. Worth 1 points, plus 235 XP. Brian gained 11 levels. Now level 11. Brian unlocked new skills. Sailor's Instinct. Pika's turn. Position 5. Pika sails right to position 6. Pika found a diamond. Worth 1 points, plus 245 XP. Pika gained 12 levels. Now level 12. Pika unlocked new skills. Sailor's Instinct. Harry Potter's turn. Position 6. Harry Potter sails left to position 5. Harry Potter found a moonstone. Worth 1 points, plus 185 XP. Harry Potter gained 9 levels. Now level 9, Slannon's turn. Position 14, sail left.
Hey guys, Harry Potter is going to evolve into Clefable.
Harry Potter. Let's see
sail
here.
You check static. Use skill. Cannonball shot. Cancel. You fire cannonball at Bryant. Attack roll 2. Bryant rolls 5 for defense. Your cannonball missed
that
Bryant.
Missed.
Plus 97 XP. Bryant gained 5 levels. Now level 16. Bryant's turn. Position 12. Check
so
status.
I tried to hit him. It didn't work. That's alright.
Yeah, so basically when that happens, there's a attack and a defense roll, and if the defense roll is higher than the attack...
I think he didn't use the right spell on you.
So...
Yeah, if defense is higher than attack, you don't hit.
Yeah. So now that I have Sailor's Instinct, I can sail two left or two right, in addition to moving one tile like I was able to do before.
Fires a cannonball at you. Bryant fires a cannonball at Slannon. Attack roll. 5. Defense roll. 1. You've been hit by Bryant. Bryant hits Slannon. Plus 83 XP. Bryant gained 4 levels. Now level 20. Bryant attempts to steal a gem. Steal roll. 1 versus defense. 5. The steal attempt failed. Pika's turn.
And
position 6.
He didn't steal anything from me. Good.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, this is
cannonball
different.
At Harry Potter. Attack roll. 6. Harry Potter rolls 3 for defense. Pika hits Harry Potter. Plus 75 XP. Pika gained 4 levels. Now level 16. Pika attempts to steal a gem. Steal
so,
roll.
Chris, there's something different about this than there is in Play Palace.
What's that?
When you board a ship in Play Palace...
Harry Potter fires a cannonball at Pika. Attack roll.
When you board a ship in Play Palace, so I think that if your cannonball shot is successful, you board the ship. But normally in Play Palace, you can actually push the ship away. I think you can push it left or right, unless you need a skill for that. But that wasn't an option.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why that's not happening here. Let me see. What happened?
Slannon's turn.
Okay,
position
so
14.
It's my turn.
The golden moon rises. Pika gained 2 level plus 50. Yeah. Harry Potter's cannonball misses Pika.
Okay, that was the other two shooting it. each other.
Slanum's turn. Position. Harry Potter says, it would be nice if this game could be played in teams.
Yeah.
That would be cool, yeah.
Team support would be cool.
Slanum's turn. Position for the Golden Moon Rises. All XP gains are tripled this round.
The Golden Moon Rises, now says, you have...
Yeah, you were right.
Triple the experience gains. There's a new option in here.
Say you check status. Check moon brightness.
Called check moon brightness. Or you can press the letter M.
The golden moon is 22% bright. 4 of 18 gems have been collected.
And it tells me how many gems have been collected. So there's still 13 gems? No. 14 gems.
Sail left.
So let's see.
You sail left to position 13. Brian's turn. Position 12. Check moon brightness.
Now, I do have some skills, and I'll have to use those here pretty soon, but... Oh, I think that was actually Bryant doing something. He's looking at the map with Sailor's Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very useful, because it will tell you...
Let's see.
Lots of information.
Okay.
Fires a cannonball at you. Bryant fires a cannonball at Slanon. Attack roll. 3. Defense roll. 6. The cannonball misses you. Bryant's cannonball misses Slanon. Plus 129 XP. You gain 6 levels. Now level 14. You unlocked new skills. Sailor's Instinct. Pika's turn. Position 6.
So Pika
says back to position 4. Harry Potter's turn. Position 5. Harry Potter sails left to position 4. Slanon's turn. Position 13. Sail left. Pika says, oops. Pika says, oops.
Let's see.
Set you check stat. Use skill. Cannonball shot. Sailor's Instinct cancel. Your position 13 in Programmer's Paradise C.
Alright, so now if I up and down arrow.
List item. Map sectors. Sector 1. Tiles 1 to 5. 2 gems. 2 players.
Okay, there's two gems in sector 1.
Sector 2. Tiles 6 to 10. 2 gems. 0 players.
2 to the next one.
Sector 3. Tiles 11 to 15. 2 gems. 1 player.
11 to 15.
Sector 4, tiles 16 to 20, 2 gems, 0 play. Status information closed.
So I just
sail
hit
left.
Escape.
Sail right. Use skill. Sail. You sail
now,
left.
I don't think
14.
You're able to
Brian's
see exactly
turn.
Where the
position.
Gems the gems are yet.
No.
I think you have to have a skill for that.
You
will that you get later.
Yeah, you'll get Gem Seeker, but you can only use that 3 times per game.
Mm-hmm.
Brian sails right to position 14. Pika's turn. Position 4. Pika says, 2 or 3 times, I guess. Pika sails left to position 3. Pika found us a dream. Worth 1 points, plus 265 XP. Pika gained 13 levels. Now level 31. Pika unlocked new skills. Portal. Harry Potter's turn. Position 4. Harry Potter sails right to position 5. Slanon's turn. Sail right. You sail right to position 15. You found an awesome red Gora stone. Worth 2 points, plus 251 XP. You gain 13 levels. Now level 27. You unlocked new skills. Portal. Brian's turn.
Alright, now portal.
Pika's turn. You gain plus 50. Brian's cannonball misses Lannon.
Okay, Brian missed me.
Pika's turn.
Portal is pretty cool. It will transport you
Pika
to,
sails left to
I
position
believe,
2. Harry Potter's turn. Position 5. Harry Potter sails right to position 6. The golden moon rises. All XP gains are tripled
golden
this round.
Rises.
Slanon's turn.
Okay.
Position 15. Sail left. Six sails. Sail. Use skill. Cannon. Sail. Portal. Cancel. Port. Sail. Your position. List map. Sector 1. Sector 2. Tiles 6 to 10. 2 gem. Sector 3. Tiles 11 to 15. 1 gem. 1 player.
11 to 15.
Status. Sail right. Sail. Sail 2 tiles right. You. Check. You. Sail. Sail 2 tiles left. You sail 2 tiles left to position 13. Brian's turn. Position 14. Check status. Brian fires a cannonball at you. Brian fires a cannonball at Slanon. Attack roll. 6. Defense roll. 2. You've been hit by Brian. Brian hits Slanon. Plus 351 XP. Brian gain 18 levels. Now level 38. Brian unlock new skills. Portal. Brian attempts to steal a gem. Steal roll. 3 versus defense. 6. The steal attempt failed. Pika's turn. Position 2.
Alright.
Pika sells left to position 1. Pika found the opal. worth 1 point plus 606 XP. Pika gained 31 levels. Now level 62. Pika unlocked new skills. Gem Seeker, Sword Fighter, Harry Potter's Turn, Flannan's Turn. Harry Potter unlocked new skills. Sailor's Instinct, Portal. Harry Potter gained 30 right. levels plus 6. Harry Potter. Sail left. You sail left to position 12.
Oh, nope. It's nothing there.
Let's.
If I hit M.
The golden moon cannot be seen up in the sky right now.
The golden moon is not visible. Okay.
Also, I'm not sure why it says list item when I'm.
Yeah, I don't. That might be a bug. Here, but... That might be something that needs to be cleaned up.
Alright. So.
Fires a cannonball at you. Bryant fires a cannonball at Slam. Pika says, yeah, why list item? Randomly. Pika's turn. The steal attempt failed. Steal roll.
Didn't steal my gem. Good.
Check status. Pika's turn. Check status. Check status.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's not my turn yet, so I can't do anything. So we shall wait. But yeah, this coup.
Pika players to Programmer's Paradise. See at position 14. Harry Potter's turn.
Dead Man's Deck are probably my favorite games on here. And Cards Against Humanity would be two if it was on here. Because on Play Palace.
Harry Potter sells right to position 8. Flannan's turn.
Dead Man's Deck has been added.
Yeah, that was added to
this afternoon. Because in France, we are.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like 22 p.m.
Yeah.
Or 10 p.m. in France, I guess.
Yeah, so it is
3:54 p.m.
3:54 right now.
So I guess for you it's for you it should be in the morning.
Yeah, I got it in the morning this morning.
Flannan's.
Oh, it's my turn. Mm.
Sail
okay.
left. You sail left to position 11. You found a sapphire. Worth 1 point plus 279 XP.
More.
You gain
14. But yeah, Cards Against
Humanity. Pika fires a cannonball at you. Pika fires a cannonball.
Oh.
Harry Potter's turn. Pika pushes you right to position 18. Pika gain 2 levels plus 50. Pika hits Slannon.
Okay, so I got hit and I got pushed across the map.
Harry Potter sails right to position 9. The golden moon rises. All XP gains are tripled this round. Flannan's turn.
Why Harry Potter is getting the moon to shine? Seriously.
It happens Why? Every few turns.
It's weird.
Harry Potter. Jeez. That's that username. Let's see here. So if I go into skills.
Sail. You check. Use scale. Cannonball shot. Sailor's instinct. Portal. Gym portal. Sailor's instinct. Your position. List item. Map sector. Sector 1. Tiles 1 to 5. 0 gem. Sector 2. Tiles 6 to 10. 1 gem.
Okay,
1 player.
1 gem in sector 2.
Sector 3. Sector 4. Tiles 16 to 20. 2 gems. 1 player. Status. Sail right. You sail right.
I think you need to.
Ryan's turn.
Damn. Okay.
I think you need to teleport yourself.
Yeah, I may have to here pretty soon. I do wish
Bryant
the map was
to
bigger.
Paradise C at position 13. Pika's turn.
Oh wait, what?
Pika's Bryant portals to Programmer's Paradise C at position 13.
Yeah, Bryant just used portal.
Pika sails right to position 15.
Harry
Potter's
turn.
Position 9.
I should have done two red.
Harry Potter sells right to position 10.
Oh.
Harry Potter found a definitely not cursed black pearl, trademark, worth 3 points, plus 570 XP. Harry Potter gained 28 levels. Flannan's turn. Position
as I was
right.
saying, though, Cards Against Humanity is pretty cool on Play Palace.
What?
Because it has a bunch of different decks that you can play with, so I hope it comes to this platform at some point soon.
Sail to top, sail left, sail right. You sail right to position 20.
Nope, not there. Damn.
Brian sails right to position 15. Ooh. Pika's turn. Position 15. Pika sails right to position 16.
Oh, crap. Turn.
Position 10.
Okay, that was the gem skill, which I will probably use at some point.
I think you should unlock the gem seeker at the end of the when most gems are harvested.
I agree. That would make it harder.
I don't know if you know what I mean, but I think it should be the last one to obtain.
Yeah, so I'm hit T to check the turn. It's mine. Okay.
Check stat. Use skill. Sail two tiles left. Sail two tiles right. Sail two tiles left to position 18.
There it is.
You found a gem of the palace. Worth 2 points. Plus 290 XP. You gained 14 levels. Now level 58. Brian's turn. Position 15. Pika's turn. You unlocked new skill. You gained 2 levels. Plus 40. Brian's cannonball misses Slanim.
Okay, but I still got some experience because that
happened. Plus 41 XP. You gained 2 levels. You unlocked new skills. Sword fighter.
All right.
Pika's turn.
So,
Pika sails right to position 18.
Skills,
Harry Potter's turn.
Will boost your stats. And they have a cooldown, too. So I will demonstrate that here in just a second. Excuse me.
Why?
Gains are tripled this round.
Why it happens?
The golden moon is 61% bright. 11 of 18 gems have been cooked.
All right, there are seven gems left on the map.
Sail right, sail, use skill, cannonball shot, sailor's instinct portal, gem seeker, sword fighter, cancel, sword fighter, activate.
So sword fighter, I believe it increases your attack stat, but I'm not going to do that because I don't think I'm near anyone.
Gem seeker portal,
probably.
Sailor, cannonball.
I didn't test this thing.
Attack roll, two. Pika rolls 5 for defense. Your cannonball missed Pika. Plus 108 XP.
Well,
Pika gained 6 levels. Now level 70. Brian's turn. Position.
Well, that was a waste of time. That sucks.
Brian fires a cannonball at you. Brian fires a cannonball at Slanin. Pika's turn. The steal attempt failed. Steal roll. 5 versus right, defense. 6.
He didn't steal anything from me. So.
I'm trying.
Ooh.
Pika fires a cannonball at you. Pika fires a cannonball at Slanin. Attack roll. 6. Defense roll. 6. The cannonball misses. Pika's cannonball. Slanin's turn. Harry Potter unlocked new skills. Push. Skilled captain. Harry Potter gained 41 levels.
Now, push is a skill that's different from when you get pushed by a cannonball or by.
It's this. Okay.
Attacking your ship.
Harry Potter found a lapis lazuli. Harry Potter sails left to position 17. Slanin's turn. Position 18.
All right. So.
Sail right. Sail to use skill. Cannon. Sailor portal. Gem seat. Sword fighter. Cancel. Ship portal. Sailor's instinct. Your position. This item. Map sectors. Sector 1. Tiles 1 to 5. 0. Sector 2. Tiles 6 to 10. 0. Sector 3. Tiles 11 to 15. 0. Sector 4. Tiles 16 to 20. 0. Sector 5. Tiles 21 to 25. 0. Gem. Sector 6. Tiles 26 to 30. 1 gem. 0 players.
All right. So we're going to have to start heading towards the other side of the map here.
Sail right. Sail to. Use skip. Sail to tiles right. You sail to tiles right to position 20. Brian's turn.
Someone's using Gem Seeker.
Brian sails right to position 17. Pika's turn. Position 18. Pika sails right to position 20. Harry Potter's turn. Position 17. Pika says, damn.
Now, I could use Gem Seeker. I don't want to do that yet because
Harry Potter foils to Programmer's Paradise C at position 15. Flannan's turn. Position 20. Sail right. Sail two tiles. Use skip. Sail two tiles right. You sail two tiles right to position 22. Brian's turn. Position 17. Check status.
I mean, I guess I might as well.
Brian fires a cannonball at Harry Potter. Attack roll. 6. Harry Potter rolls 4 for defense. Brian hits Harry Potter. Pike's turn. Brian steals a lapis lazuli from Harry Potter.
Yeah, Brian just stole a gem from the other person with the username Harry Potter.
Fires a cannonball at you. Pika fire. Harry Potter's turn. Pika pushes you left to position 19. Pika unlocked new skills. Push.
Lovely.
Harry Potter fires a cannonball at you. Harry Potter fires a cannon. Slannon's turn. The golden move. You gain 2 plus 30. Harry Potter's cannonball misses Slannon. Sail right. Sail. You check move. Use skill. Save. Cannonball shot. Pika says, why? Can't sword fight. Gem seeker. 3
Let's
uses
use
left.
Sword fighter.
Sword fighter activated. Plus 4 attack bonus for 3 turns.
Brian's really?
Turn.
Yeah. So now I have plus 4 to my attack, which is nice. Let's see if we can.
Brian flies to Programmer's Paradise C at position 13. Pika's turn. Position 20.
Oh, that isn't where I wanted to go, but.
Activates push. Harry Potter's turn. Position 15.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. I thought it takes you to the closest player, but I'm not sure.
Harry Potter activates sword fighter. Slannon's turn. Because it checks, use skill. Cannonball. Can't. Sword fighter. Cannonball. Sailor portal. Gem seek. Sword fight. Cannon. Fire cannonball at Pika. Attack roll. 3. Attack bonus. Plus 4. Pika rolls 3 for defense. Brian's turn. You stole a opal from Pika. Steal roll. 5 versus defense. 4.
I got another gem. 1 to replace the one I lost. So the winner, I believe, is determined by the total number of points. If you hit S.
Slannon, level 69. 1,396 XP. 7 points.
That will tell you your points and things like that.
Pika's turn. The steal attempt failed. Pika, Harry Potter's turn. You gain 3 levels plus 50. Pika's cannonball misses Slannon. Harry Potter, you gain 3 levels. Now level 72.
3 levels.
Harry Potter's
right.
Harry Potter's.
Got that. So now we wait for them to continue.
Harry Potter fires a cannonball at you. Harry Potter fires a Slannon's. Harry Potter stole your sapphire.
Really?
Steal roll. 10 versus defense. 2. Sail right. Sail left. Sail. You check. Use skill. Cannonball. Fire cannonball at Harry Potter. Attack roll. Brian's turn. You stole a awesome red pulp stone from Harry Potter.
Got
Pika
a
says,
back.
What? Check status. Check status. The golden moon cannot be seen up in the sky right now.
Alright, so there's a few gems left on the map.
Brian activates sword fighter. Pika's turn. Position 20. Fires a cannonball at you. Pika fires a
damn.
Harry Potter's Pika stole your awesome red pulp stone. Steal roll. 3 versus defense.
Let's see.
Slannon, level 76. 1,532 XP. 6 points. Amethyst. Awesome red Gora stone. Gem of amethyst. And over. Slannon's sword for the golden moon. Harry Potter stole your amethyst.
What the hell?
Slannon's turn.
You're stealing all my gems.
Sail right. Pika says, seriously. Sail two. Use sail two tiles right. You sail two tiles right to position 21. Brian's.
You're stealing all my treasure.
No. Brian fires a cannonball at Harry Potter. Attack roll. 1. Attack bonus. Plus 4. Harry Potter rolls 6 for Harry Potter's turn. Harry Potter's sword fighter buff. Pika pushes Harry Potter. Pika plus. Pika hits Harry Potter. Harry Potter rolls. Attack roll. Pika fires a cannonball. Pika's turn. Harry Potter unlocked new skills. Battleship. Harry Potter's turn. Position 9.
Oh, and if I didn't
Harry
say
Potter
this already,
Programmer's Paradise C at position 13. Slannon's.
The web client and Android app support voice chat, so you can chat on those platforms too.
Sail two tiles left.
Which is pretty nice.
Use sail two tiles right.
Yeah.
You sail two tiles right to position 23. Brian's turn.
Alright, I'm gonna have to use Gem Seeker here in a second, because I don't know where some of this stuff is.
Brian fires a cannonball at Harry Potter. Attack roll. 5. Attack bonus. Plus 4. Pika says, iOS hasn't it? Pika's turn.
No, iOS you have to use the web client.
Pika's push buff has worn off. Brian steals a definitely not cursed black pearl. Trade steal. Harry Potter, Pika stole your gem of the palace. Harry Potter's turn.
Damn! Stealing all my gems. No.
Do you have any left?
I have.
Slannon, level 76, 1532 XP, 3 points, awesome red Gora stone and opal. Brian.
I have 2.
Harry Potter activates battleship. Harry Potter fires a cannonball at Brian. Attack roll. 4. Brian trolls 5 for defense. Slannon's Brian unlock new skill. Brian plus 80. Harry Potter's cannonball misses Brian.
Yeah, so battleship lets you fire twice.
Slannon's.
Pretty cool.
Six sail, sail, use skip, can't sail portal, gem seeker. The seas whisper of the garnet at position 26. 2 uses remaining, sail left.
Alright, so now I know where a gem is. So let's see, where am I?
The seas with Flannan's turn, position 23.
Ah.
Sail two tiles right, use sail. You sail two tiles right to position 25. Brian's sword fighter buff has worn off.
What does push do?
I think it adds defense, but I'm not sure.
Brian activates push. Pika's turn. Position 20.
Oh yeah.
It'll tell you when you.
Pika fires a cannonball at you. Pika fires a Harry Potter. You gained 4 plus 70. Pika's cannonball misses Slannon. Harry Potter.
Good, you missed me. But yeah, the mobile app is not available for iOS, probably because of the developer fee. App Store.
Slannon's turn. The golden moon rises.
But obviously on Android, you have the ability to install whatever you would like. So
Bryant gained 5 levels.
That's the nice thing.
Plus 80. Harry Potter's cannonball misses Brian. Slannon's turn. Mm-hmm. Sail right. You sail right to position 26. You found a garnet. Worth 1 points. Plus 843 XP. You gained 42 levels. Now level 122. You unlocked new skills. Skilled captain. Brian's turn. Pika's turn. Brian steals a sapphire from Harry. Steal roll.
Okay, that had nothing to do with me.
Pika's turn. Position 20. Pika sails right to position 22. Harry Potter's turn. Position 13.
So we'll just wait here.
The golden moon is 72% bright. 13 of 18 gems have been collected. Harry Potter activates battleship. Slannon's turn. Brian's gain 12 plus 2. Harry Potter's cannonball misses defense. Brian attack roll. Harry Potter fires a can. Brian's gained 8 left plus 1. Harry Potter's cannonball misses Brian.
Okay.
Slannon's turn.
Okay.
Position 26. Sail. You checks. Use skill. Cannonball. Sailor portal. Sailor's instinct. Your position. Sector 6. Tiles 26 to 30. 0 gems. 0 players. Sector 5. Tiles 21 to 25. 0 gems. 1. Sector 7. Tiles 31 to 35. 1 gem. 0 players.
31 to 35. Sail
right. Use skip. Sail 2 tiles right. You sail 2 tiles right to position 28. Brian's turn.
At some point, I'll be able to sail.
Brian
sails
right
tiles,
to position 15. Pika's turn.
But I can't do that yet because I don't think I have the right skill.
Pika goes to Programmer's Paradise C at position 16. Harry Potter's turn. Position 13.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter fires a cannonball at Pika. Slannon's turn.
Okay.
Sail right, sail, sail. You check, you sail two tiles right. You sail two tiles right to position 30. Brian's turn. Position 15. Check status. Brian activates skilled captain. Pika's turn. Position 16.
Not sure what that does. Can it boost your stats?
Saga activates skilled captain.
Plus two attack and defense for four turns.
Ooh.
Harry Potter's turn. Is it Flannan's turn? The golden move. Harry Potter sail right. You sail right to position 31. You found a large plastic gem. Worth 1 points. Plus 834 XP. You gained 42 levels. Now level 164. You unlocked new skills. Battleship. Brian's push buff has worn off. Brian's turn. Position 15. Check status. The golden moon is 77% bright. 14 of 18 gems have been collected.
Okay, there's only 4 gems left.
Brian fires a cannonball at Pika. Attack roll.
And they're all...
Pika's turn. Brian steals a diamond from Pika.
Okay, Brian just stole something. Yeah, so they're all over here in this last part of the map from 32 to 40.
Pika fires a cannonball at Bryant. Attack roll. 2. Attack bonus. Plus 2. Brian trolls 4 for defense. Defense bonus. Harry Potter's turn.
Alright, so...
Check moon brightness.
I can't do anything yet, because it's...
Harry Potter portals to Programmer's Paradise C at position 19. Flannan's turn. Sail 3. Use skip sail 3 tiles right.
Yeah, okay, so now I can sail up to 3 tiles, because I have the battleship... I think it's either that or it's because I have a certain amount of...
You check status.
...levels.
Use skill. Cannon. Sailors in portal.
Let's do...
Gem Seeker. The Seas Whisper of Emerald at position 37. 1 uses remaining. Sail right.
Interesting.
Sail 3 tiles right. You sail 3 tiles right to position 34. Brian's turn. Position 15. Check status. Brian activates Sword Fighter. Pika's turn. Position 16. Pika activates Sword Fighter. Harry Potter's turn. Position 19.
You guys are all the way over here.
Harry Potter sails right to position 21. Flannan's to sail right. Sail 2. Sail 3 tiles
You're all the way over there.
I know.
Sail 3 tiles. Sail 3 tiles right to position 37. You found an emerald. Worth 1 points. Plus 248 XP. You gained 12 levels. Now level 176. Brian's turn. Position 15. Check status. Battleship. Bryant fires a cannonball at Pika. Pika's turn. Bryant steals a gem of the pap. Steal. Bryant attempts. Bryant gains plus 1. Bryant hits Pika. Defense Pika. Attack. Bryant fires it. Bryant steals an awesome red pulp stone from Pika.
Whoa, you took 2 gems from... Wow.
Pika's turn.
Damn. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think there's also a skill called Double Devastation. I don't know if I have it yet. That lets you attack up to 10 tiles away.
Pika activates push. Harry Potter's turn. Position 21. Harry Potter sails right to position 23. The golden moon rises. Flannan, the golden moon is 83% bright. 15 of 18 gems have been...
Okay, now I think I know where the other gems are.
Sail right. You sail right to position 38. You found an awesome blue bastard stone. Worth 2 points, plus 729 XP. You gain 37 levels. Now level 213, you unlocked new skills. Double Devastation. Brian's skilled captain
There's
buff has...
Double Devastation.
Pika's turn. Position 16. Pika's... Yep. Brian sails right to position 17. Pika says, what? The name of the gem.
Wait.
Pika said, you gain plus 7. You gain 37 plus 7. You found an awesome blue bastard stone. Worth 2. Flannan's turn.
Yeah, the gem names are very strange.
Flannan's turn. Sail 2. Sail right. You sail right to position 39. You found an ember. Worth 1 points. Plus 189 XP. You gain 9 levels. Now level 222. Brian's sword fighter buff has worn off. Brian's turn.
And you can probably guess where the last gem is.
Brian sails right to position 20. Pika's sword fighter buff has worn off. Pika's turn. Position 18. Pika fires a cannonball at Brant. Attack roll. 1. Brian trolls 4 for defense. Pika's cannonball misses Brant. Harry Potter's turn.
Okay. Now, I may... actually, I don't think I'm going to win.
Harry Potter's...
I think between them, they have more points.
Flannan's turn. Harry Potter. Brant gained 4 levels. Sail right.
Let's see here.
You sail right to position 40. You found a ruby. Worth 1 points. Plus 192 XP. You gained 10 levels. Now level 232. All gems have been collected. Bryant wins with 11 points. Final scores.
Yeah, so Bryant won.
1. Bryant, 11 points, level 157.
Oh, you were really close to me.
2. Slannon, 10 points, level 232.
Oh, yeah.
3. Pika, 2 points. 4.
It was thanks to all those gems I stole.
Return to lobby.
Oh, yeah.
Leave game. Return to lobby.
Let's go back to the lobby.
Start game.
And here we are back in the lobby. So, yeah, that's a pretty cool game. I wish the map was bigger, or you could make it bigger. That would be fun. But yeah, that is basically how this platform works. I could keep going, but I think it's already gone on long enough. Let's see, what time is it?
4:17 p.m.
Yeah, it's already 4:17.
Pika says, no ambience suddenly.
Oh yeah, there's no ambience, probably because we're waiting to start the game. And I turned down the music, but if I turn the music back up...
Music, 10%.
We have some different music now. But yeah, that's
music 0%.
That's basically it. And like I said, I think this has gone on for long enough. Hopefully, this has given you a good idea of what to expect. And of course, this platform is constantly changing, constantly improving. Mm-hmm. But that's gonna do it for
Pika
now.
Pika says, "Will you do more videos of this platform?" Pika says,
"I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it depends on what games we get in the future. But I mean, this covers the basics." I might do a demo of the Android app, though. I mean, it mostly explains itself. You can either play it with the self-voicing option, so you would turn off your screen reader and play it with gestures, or you would leave it on and play with the screen reader commands. But yeah, I think that's gonna do it. So I'm going to end the recording, but if you guys have any questions, comments, let me know.
Chris is
leave this table.
Pika says, guess talkback is slow.
Yeah, talkback can be a little slow to
Brian
play.
Disconnected from the voice chat.
And Brian just left.
Start virtual stop recording.
So yeah, that's gonna do it for this demo. If you guys have any questions, like I said, just let
Brian's
me know.
Left the table.
And yeah, I will be back at some point soon with some more content. You guys take care. Bye.